Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Piedmont United Methodist Church on this January Sunday. God has given us another day to live in this world and also worship together as children of God in this place and also online. God's gift to us is our life. It's a gift. And above all, God has given us Jesus Christ as the gift of to eternal life. So not only in this world of life, in this world, but also life in eternity. God has taken care of all of that. Thanks be to God for that. Today is the Human Relations Sunday. The church around the world, including the Methodist Church, celebrate the Human Relations Sunday, where we join many other congregations around the world in taking offerings and planning for activities to work in the neighborhood communities, particularly the marginalized and the poor people. So this is a Sunday dedicated for that. In order to do that, we need to open our hearts and minds to see the needs of people around us beyond barriers of any restrictions. You know, a need is a need regardless of whose it is. So whenever somebody has a need, we as a church take it on as our own need and then support them and help them. And as a church, we have done that many times in the past and we'll continue to do that. So that is a reminder Sunday for us to do that. Today is also Martin Luther King Jr. Sunday, that the church celebrates the work of leaders like Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. and many others, unnamed and named, men and women who have stood for the justice of this world and who put their lives in line so that all people may be free. So we also commemorate and celebrate the freedom that we enjoy in this country, and also a lot of work needs to be done on the civil liberties and other areas of our freedom. So let us continue to remember those who have been affected by injustice, and as a church we stand up for justice and remember the works of leaders like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. The announcements are listed in the second page in the bulletin. We have seen some of the new designs because we found a lot of bulletin papers, stacks and stacks of them from years ago. I thought, let's use it. Why spend more money on it? So I think we'll be using more of these. The place, the food bank that we collect for the place, the shelter be near our church, please donate in kind or in cash. We can take it to them as we collect more stuff. My books are on sale. Our mailing address is listed there. And the cooking class will be scheduled as we get more volunteers. And the art class hopefully will be on the 21st if we get everybody on board. That is on Saturday, 21st at 10 a.m. That is this coming Saturday. So we need to let the Hispanic children know that we will have that. Our third Thursday fellowship would be, it's not January, that's January 19th on Thursday. So that is at 1 p.m. Thank you for your continued participation in your support of the church in various ways by prayers, presence, and gifts and service and witness, and also through your money. We are continuing to recover our balance that we sent, spent from our balance reserve. So we need to put that back. Some of you have already started giving more. If you have not, please consider giving a little bit more in 2023 so that we can put back our reserve where it should be. And God is good and he's continuing to be good to us in all our resources and means. And we take donations online, as you see there. If you can go to our church website, you can see a lot of things there, including online donations. You can see a lot of pictures that I uploaded. So please take your time and go there and see your pictures if you want to see it. And then our Christmas tree and a Christmas service, and also all of our recordings, my preaching, the whole sermon are on recording and also on YouTube. I upload that online after service every Sunday. So if somebody wants to watch it later on, you have that in just in audio and also in video. So go to our website. It's a lot of information there that you can use. And also if you want to see the directory, you have to log in because it's a private information. Some of you don't want to disclose your telephone numbers and email addresses. So you don't want to put that in public, but you have an email address that you registered with the church That means you can use that email, then you can see the directory if you want to get somebody's phone number or email address. Are there any other announcements anybody wants to bring up? If we don't have any special announcements, let us worship God together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you are able, please stand for the opening hymn. Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, 139. We'll sing all five verses. So if you are able, please stand and join in singing 139. Praise to the Lord, the Almighty. It's about 600 years old, about 500 years old, 1650. So those words are still so meaningful after generations. Let us pray. Eternal and loving God, we thank you for this blessed time that you have given us to gather in your name in this church and also online to worship you. Thank you for the gift of life that you have given us as a gift in this world to live here, to be a blessing to others and also to honor your name as we live out our life here. We We thank you for all the manifold blessings you shower upon us, Lord. We come before you as your children to worship you and give thanks to you. On this Sunday, as we celebrate and remember the Human Relations Sunday as a church, help us to open our hearts and our minds to see the needs of others in our community and around the world. Deliver us, Lord, from the bondages of divisions based on race and gender and many other evil forces that are binding us as a church and also as people. We also remember the call of Dr. Martin Luther King and many, many leaders who has taken up the call at the risk of their lives about racism and for civil rights. And we have a part to play and responsibility to continue the work that they have done, Lord. We thank you for all of those leaders who have gone before us and help us, Lord, to be faithful in all the work that we do in your name in this world. Thank you again for this church. Help us, Lord, to do your work through this church, in this community, and around the world faithfully. Bless us as we look forward to the new year, that you are going to bless us with more and more so that we can see your work in our community, so that more people can come to this church and worship you together, Lord. We thank you for all the blessings you have showered upon us. Bless us today with your presence, Lord, as we worship together to lift up your name. Each and every one of us will be blessed and touched by your presence today. When we go from this place, Lord, help us to have the power of the Holy Spirit, that we can be powerful and faithful witnesses for you wherever you place us. May our singing, our reading of the word and meditation of the word and praises and prayers that we make today bring honor and glory to your name and blessing to your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
It is greeting time now. If you are able, please stand up and greet each other in Christian love.
Hey, girl. How are you?
I got one like that.
Well, I haven't seen you in a long time.
I know, and sorry. I know it's been a while.
Yeah.
You doing okay?
Yeah, we're doing fine.
Good.
Chuck was sick for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, that's not fun.
We will continue with the worship service. The responsive reading is taken from Psalm 148. If you are able, please turn to 861, page 861 in the hymnal. And if you are able, please stand up for the responsive reading.
Waiting on the other back. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise the Lord in the heights.
Praise the Lord, all his angels. Praise the Lord, all his hosts.
Praise the Lord, sun and moon. Praise the Lord, oh shining stars.
Praise the Lord, highest heavens and all waters above the heavens.
Let them praise the name of the Lord, who commanded and they were created.
Who established them forever and ever and fixed their bounds which cannot be passed.
Praise the Lord from the earth, sea monsters and all deeps.
Fire and hail, snow and smoke, stormy wind fulfilling God's command.
Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars.
Beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds.
King of the earth and all people, prince and all rulers of the earth.
Young men and maidens together, old men and children.
Let them praise the Lord, the name of the Lord, whose name alone is exalted, whose glory is above earth and heaven.
All God together, has raised up a horn for his people, praise for all his faithful ones,
for the people of Israel,
who are near their God.
Praise the Lord. The word of God for the peoples of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. As we come before God with our prayers, let us share our prayers of blessings, and we give thanks to God as a church family. And also after that, we will bring our shares of burdens and concerns together as a church family, and then lift them up to the throne of grace of God. So let us share our prayers of blessings and concerns at this time.
Pastor, I want to thank God for working with my disability here and helping me to get back on my feet. You see, I'm on the walker now, so I'm not just lying around eating bonbons. But I'd rather be here than anywhere. So I'm here and I'm happy. I hope you're happy too.
Yeah, thanks be to God for that. We praise God for your healing.
Yeah.
She doesn't eat bonbons, she eats cheesecake. I have to go buy it for her.
Oh,
yes, Robert.
I have another praise. On the back, it says Jane Stuckey. She's my neighbor. She's been on here for 5-6 months. She had 4-stage cancer. She's free of cancer totally. She was
Wow.
Our prayer really works. Yes.
Thanks. Yes. Thanks be to God.
We remove Jane Stuckey's name from this
list. Okay, we can move that. Yes. Thanks be to God. And let us continue to pray for the people that you have been praying. Please turn to the back of the bulletin where our prayer requests are listed. We want to keep Harry Besor in our prayers. They are online. Jan and Harry are online. She texted me with some updates about Harry's health. Jan, you want to say something? No, we can hear you. You have to unmute.
The CAT scan that he had done last week showed a small blood clot in his brain.
Okay.
We have an appointment on Monday for more testing, and Dr. Cooper will review the tests, and we're going to get a plan.
Okay.
So...
did they give you any new medications? Did they give you any new medications for him?
Not yet. Okay. We go see. All we got was a phone call with the results.
Okay.
So we will be meeting with Dr. Cooper.
Sure.
And I had trouble getting in, so I have a praise, and that praise is for Gliano. And Liliana, that there's some progress being made there that may help them have a better life. And no greater praise can you have.
Okay. Thanks be to God for that. But she was saying that Harry had a CAT scan done and they found a clot in his brain. So they're going back to the doctor to do the rest of the procedure, whatever needs to be done tomorrow. So keep them in our prayers. And also, so let us continue to keep them in our prayers and for a good prognosis. Let us keep Guillermo in our prayers, and thanks for joining us here today. Continue to keep him for his continued recovery and strengthen his body and his mind. And also Liliana, who cares for her, to have the grace and patience at this time. And we already gave praises to for Carol's recovery. Continue to pray for her.
Amen.
For a full recovery, and pray for Wayne as he's taking care of her. All of the caregivers need a lot of prayer. And please pray for my mom. Yesterday I was able to, well, talk to her in a sense that she can hear. So my brother was talking to her on my behalf, but I was able to see her sitting on a chair after a long time. So that is a good news. Please pray for her. She's a little depressed and she's 95, going to be 95 soon. So I plan to go in February. So I'll be out for two Sundays, 15th, I believe. No, the 12th and the 19th. The 12th and the 19th. So between Jean and Miss Lou, they'll take care of the services here. Please pray for her and also my brother, who has been taking care of her for the last, he has been taking care of her all the time, but for the last two, 3 years has been tough for him. She needed 24-hour care for the last couple of years. So please keep them in our prayers also and our travel that we'll be going to see her. Thank you for all of your prayers for George Varghese, and he's getting to close to a place where he can take out the tube finally. Started eating through his mouth and not solid food yet, but it is a great progress, and he wants to go back to work. He's a professor in one of the University of Georgia campuses, so he wants to go back to work, but I don't know how that's going to work out at this point. He's very weak, but he wants to go back. So the doctor has told him he can go if he's willing, he wants to go. So let us pray that God will give him the strength in his body to go back and teach. Continue to pray for the Hughes family and the Pickens family as they are grieving at the death of their dear ones. And also pray for Martha. Martha has been going through some of the tough times again with her cancer. She's coming back, but they have been talking about having a new treatment program for her, but I don't know if they started it yet. So please pray for her and also Rich. Continue to pray for our country, our leaders of the nation, our president and leaders of the Congress and governors of the state and many others, that God will give them the wisdom to do the right things. And pray for the world leaders that we will have peace around the world and all these fights and struggles will come to an end. And also pray for our people who do the budget and the economic decisions of our country, that the inflation can be put on some control without going too far. You know, everything is expensive now, and we don't want to continue that route too long. It's going to be really bad for us. So please pray that God will give them the wisdom to make the right decisions. Let us pray for our service workers, our trash workers, and our military men, our fire police, and our mailmen, our delivery people, all of those who work behind the scenes. Let us be thankful for their services and also pray for their safety and their family's safety. Those are the special call outs and prayer requests that we have. Any other special call outs, Robert?
Please pray for my son, Michael. He's taking an examination right now from 10:30 to 12:30 online to get State of Georgia certification in this field. And if he's like his dad, he's not a good test taker. So when you when we pray in a few minutes, please keep him in your prayer, give him the peace and the wisdom to do well on a test that he's taken until 12:30 today.
Thank you. We'll keep him in our prayers. You can text him saying that we are praying for him. Let us go to God in prayer, trusting in God's promise that he will answer our prayers according to his time and will. So let us go to God in prayer together, bringing our prayers of praises and concerns as a church family. We'll spend a few moments in silent prayer, and then I will close with a summarized prayer. Let us pray. Thank you. The scripture says in Philippians chapter 4 that do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petitions and with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God which transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Loving God, we come before you as your children, thanking you for all the blessings that you shower upon us every day. Thank you for the gift of life with all the blessings and the joys that come with it. You have kept us safe through this week as we come back again to worship you. We thank you for your grace that you show us even when we are not aware of it. Thank you again for the gift of Jesus Christ, your Son, who came to die for us in this world so that we could have eternal life. And we thank you for that precious gift. We come before you with our burdens and concerns at the same time. When we are broken in our hearts, in our bodies, we need your healing and your touch in our lives, Lord. Many of us are broken in our bodies and many of us are broken in our souls and in our spirit. But you are our creator and you are the source of all life and healing. And you can make us whole. Even youths grow tired and weary and young men stumble and fall. But those who trust in the Lord and hope in the Lord will renew their strength. When we are lonely, you become our friend. When we go through life's sorrows and loss, you give us comfort and peace. We thank you for your presence in our lives, Lord. We lift up all those who need your protection and healing and touch and guidance at this time. Especially we lift up those that we have named here, Lord. We thank you for your continued healing hand to touch them. We pray for Martha. She's continuing with her chemo. We pray for your grace upon her and the doctors and nurses to have the right medicine that she will be given, that we pray for a recovery of a complete miraculous recovery, Lord. We pray for Harry, as we heard that for the blood clot in his brain, we pray for your grace upon him and also the doctors who make the decisions for the next step in his treatment. We pray that you will be with them to make the right decisions for him, strengthen him in his body and in his spirit. Pray for Jan as well. Bless them with your presence and support them with your presence and strengthen them with your Holy Spirit, Lord. We thank you for Carol as she was able to come here and sing with us in the choir loft. Strengthen her feet and her hip that she will be restored back to normal, that we can worship together again, Lord, fully without any walker or anything that she needs to walk on. We pray for Waynard also, caring for her. Bless them as a family with your grace. We pray for George Vergis, we thank you for the progress. Bless him with your grace and his wife and strengthen his body that he can go back to work and start his normal life as soon as possible. We thank you for the good news about Jane Stuckey, that she's free of cancer. Thank you for the miraculous work you did in her life. Continue to bless her, Lord, with your strength and your spirit and your presence every day. We pray for Michael as he's taking the test today, Lord. As a church family, we unite in spirit and pray for your grace for him. Touch him, Lord, and then help him to feel your presence as we pray now, that the test will be a successful one, that he will be at peace, Lord, regardless of where we are and he is. Strengthen him, Lord, in his spirit and his body and in his soul. We pray for all of those who are looking for peace in their lives, especially the one who are grieving at the death of their dear ones, the Hughes family and the Picken family. And we pray for your grace upon them and continued peace and presence with them. We thank you for the strength that you've given to Guillermo as he's worshiping with us today. Strengthen him in his body and in his spirit. Heal him, Lord, and touch him with your healing hands. And we pray for Liliana, who cares for her. Bless her with your grace also. Strengthen them as a family and comfort them with your presence. We pray for our country, the leaders of our country, the president, vice president, and many leaders who make decisions, especially during this time of inflation, that they will be given the wisdom to make the right decisions, that everything can be under control. Give them the grace to fear God. We pray for our service workers, the military, fire, police, our delivery people, and trash workers, and many, many others who serve us every day. We thank you for their services and pray for their safety and their family's safety. We pray that you will be with us today as we worship together, Lord, with your presence. Bless us, Lord, and touch us and give us the blessings according to our needs and desires of our hearts, Lord. Above all, fill us with your peace as we go from this space and empower with the power of your Holy Spirit that we can be faithful witnesses for you wherever you place us in the box of our lives, Lord. We thank you for this church and the opportunities that you have given us. We pray for the Hispanic ministry as well. Bless them also. Help us, Lord, to grow in this community and to be a service and to care your to share your love and care and compassion to the people around us. Thank you again for your presence in our midst. Thank you for blessing us through all the things that you have given us, Lord. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take up the offertory, please.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Scripture says, whoever generously will give also will reap generously. Everybody should give according to what God has decided in their heart, not reluctantly, but with joy and grace, for God loves a cheerful giver. Loving God, we thank you for this opportunity that you have given us, Lord, to come and worship together and also bring a portion of what you have given us as back to you, Lord. You are the source of all that we have and we are. We know that it is from your hand that we have received all that we have and we are and will be. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, you have given us the gift of salvation in spite of our sinful nature. Thank you for the gift of eternal life that you have given us through him, Lord. We offer ourselves as a sacrifice our life and bring before you our life itself, Lord. Bless us and may these tithes and offerings bring life and peace to many in this community around the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please remain standing if you could as we read the scripture. It is taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 41 through 52. If you, it is on the screen, if you can read that. Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 41 through 52. Every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up to the festival, according to the custom. After the festival was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they were unaware of it. Thinking he was lost, he was in their company, they traveled on for a day. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he was saying to them. Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God and living Word, thank you for this time that you have given us to come and meditate on your Word. The gift of your Word is powerful so that it will become life and spirit in us, so that we can be life and spirit to this world. As we come before your Word, give us an obedient spirit and humble our hearts, Lord, and illumine our souls that we can see the truths behind your Word and become life experience for us as we meditate on it. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So this story is about a boy, Jesus, growing up with his parents. And we don't have a lot of other stories about Jesus growing up between his birth and about 30 years of age. We don't have a lot of descriptions about his life. There are some manuscripts that give us stories about him, but that is not included in the Bible because they were not found acceptable at that time. So we don't follow that. The only incident that we could read from the scripture is about when he was 12 years old, he was taken to the temple for the festival of the Passover, as they usually go and attend the temple. Here we see a very interesting incident that Luke describes as that Jesus went with the parents for the festival. A lot of thousands of people will come and gather for the festival in the temple from all parts of the country. It's an annual festival, so a lot of people take a pilgrimage to Jerusalem. And this family also went with Jesus. And when they go together, they go in large crowds, a group of people from the neighborhood, several days of journey, walking and going on donkeys and all of that. So it's like a group travel. So after a couple of days, you know, the kids will start hanging together and they probably have their own groups and playing together. And the parents will be within their own groups and they get to meet new people and get to know new people. So this is like a very socializing event as well. And when they went to Jerusalem, had the festival, attended the festival, and when they came back, naturally, all of them started crowded together and started their journey back. And lo and behold, during the middle of the journey, they found that Jesus did not join her the journey returning home. He stayed back in Jerusalem. They thought that he was in their company and they traveled on for a day. That's when they found out that Jesus was not with them. My sermon is not to make any judgments of Joseph and Mary as parents. Sometimes many people find them that as parents, they were not very responsible parents. He left them there and they did not know for a day. Like I said, it's a group crowd. By the time you are 12 years old, when you have 2 or 3 days of gathering together with other kids, you make naturally companies and get to know each other with neighbors. So they all probably have a group of children that they were, so that is natural for them. They didn't probably pay attention that, you know, who was there and who was not. Probably Mary thought that Joseph was paying attention to Jesus and probably Joseph thought that Mary was taking care of. So anyway, there was a disconnect or they did not know for a day. As soon as they found out, they went back looking for Jesus. And it took them 3 days to find him. Because it is not because it was too far. It was only a day's journey that they went. It was because I think that they were looking for Jesus in the wrong places. They never expected Jesus to be in the temple. So they probably did not care to look at him in the temple because he was a 12-year-old. As natural parents, we would be looking for him among the kids, playing around or doing something like that. So the last place probably they went was to look in the temple, and that too, he was sitting in the pulpit area with the teachers. And that's probably the last place Mary would look for him because he was never supposed to be there. So they were looking for Jesus in all the wrong places for 3 days. And finally, they found him. He's talking with the teachers and the priests in the temple, at the front of the temple, which was the least place that they would expect him to be. So what was going on here with all of this? Why was this listed here as an incident that we are to pay attention to and read in the scripture? Many times we consider Jesus in two or three different places. One, we celebrate the birth of Jesus as a baby Jesus. And we all like the baby Jesus because we can celebrate the birth of him as Christmas and put up lights and give gifts to each other and a big celebration. We all like Christmas. Then we celebrate Easter, the Passion Week, and the Easter, the death of Christ, about 30 years later as an adult Jesus. And then those are the main two occasions many people celebrate, if any, that they do. And many people, as you know, that say that some people are like two, what kind of Christians that you would say? Easter and Christmas Christians.
Christmas and Easter.
Right. So you only go to church on Easter and Christmas. This is what happened because we want Jesus to be a baby so that we can celebrate the baby. And then we want Jesus to be on the cross so that we can celebrate the sacrifice of him. And we accept both of that. Those are really good. But there is a growing part of Jesus that we try to ignore. And we, when Mary considered Jesus as her baby, or her son, she was keeping him in her household as a baby to raise him, which is natural. That's what we do as parents. But when Jesus came to this world, Mary's birth was very unusual and very unique. She knew that. The whole world knew that. We know that now because she was a virgin. And Jesus was born out of Holy Spirit and not of man. Mary was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and Mary should have known that. Her boy Jesus is not just a little baby like any other human baby. He's the Son of God who came to this world in the form of Holy Spirit through Mary, Mary's child. So Mary was looking for Jesus to stay with her, or expecting Jesus to stay with her as a child and grow up. But the plan for God and Jesus was different. And Jesus was, you know, when they found Jesus in the temple after 3 days, what was Mary asking him? His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." In many translations, instead of son, she calls him child. So, child, why did you do this to me? That's what Mary asked him. Then Jesus countered that with, "Why are you searching for me? Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" So he is telling him, her, "Mother, you know I was born in this world very uniquely. You forgot all of that? That you were a virgin and you gave birth to me? You forgot that? Not only that, you forgot all the angels in heaven singing hallelujah when I was born? Did you forget that part? And did you all forget the fact that the wise men from the east came and gave me gifts?" Even though these are stories they told Jesus, he probably found out later on. But these were all in the scripture. And it was all the experiences of Mary herself and Joseph. But they forgot all about that, thinking that Jesus is still a human being, a little child, and they want him to be a little child so that they can enjoy raising him. Many times as Christians, we are like that. We want to keep Jesus as a baby. We want to raise him just the way we want him to be raised. We want to put our control on him. But Jesus is teaching us another lesson through this, that it is not that you control me. It is the creator of the world controlling you and me. It is not Jesus who was growing up. It is the need for Mary and Joseph to grow up. We all have to grow up to understand who Jesus is. Jesus is not just a teacher. Many people consider him as a good prophet, a good teacher, a good leader, a person who came and did a lot of good things. Those are all good and well. But as Christians who believe in Jesus Christ, we need to know him personally as our Savior. He is the Savior of the world, given to us to be in our life as the Lord of our lives, more than a teacher, more than a prophet, more than a leader. He is the Savior of the world, who will use the Lord of our lives and Lord of this world. So that is what this passage is teaching me about the missing story of Jesus as he was growing up. Jesus challenges us to look at our world, our lives and ourselves in a different way. And that's why he was asking Mary, did you know that I must be in my Father's house? Because he, even though I have a worldly parent, a mother and a father, remember that ultimately I am here because of my Father's will. My heavenly Father gave me this mission to come to this world, to take up the cross for the world, to take up the sins of the world and die for the world. That's what he was trying to tell Mary and Joseph and also us. So Jesus has put the Father at the center of his world and asked Mary and us to do the same thing, to move to the Father's home, to be reminding, Jesus is reminding you and me to think about the Father's home, not about our little homes that we have placed in this world. These are all going to be temporal and temporary. But we have an eternal home. Our Heavenly Father is waiting for us to join. So we always have to think about that through this scripture that he's talking about. Authentic growth. We are to grow beyond what we are here today. Every day is an opportunity to live in this world, to be a blessing, but also to grow in this world. There is no time in our life that we are not growing. Amen. Even if you are 90 years old, you are still growing. So we have to grow not only physically, but also we have to grow in our faith. We have to grow in our love. We have to grow in our care and compassion. To be in the Father's house doing God's work, that's what God has called us to be and gave this world to us, this life to us. He is with her, but does not belong to her. Jesus is telling her, I am yours, but I don't belong to you. I belong to my Father, and I should be in my Father's house. She can give him the love, but not her thoughts and her ways. He is about the Father's business. Ultimately, she must strive to be like him and not make him like her. That's what he was telling her. If we are still looking for Jesus from our childhood, maybe it is time to consider a more mature relationship with him. Jesus is growing up to be in his Father's home, and we need to grow up along with Jesus. Jesus was in the temple, and that he called his Father's home. Jesus was moved from Mary and Joseph's house to be in the Father's home. This is not a rejection of his earthly parents, but a reprioritizing of his priorities and his missions and his relationships. It is what we would ask of the disciples when Jesus called the disciples, Andrew, James, and John, to follow him. He told them to leave their father and mother and to leave their homes and their nets and their profession, and to follow him. And that's what Jesus told afterwards. Whoever does not deny himself, his father and mother and his family, and take up the cross and follow me, is not going to be in the kingdom of God. So there is a maturity of growth that we have to grow along with Jesus, not to be always in the childhood situations that we are in, but to grow in our faith, to be like Jesus. Growing spiritually involves leaving our comfort zones also. So Mary was taught a lesson that if you want to see Jesus in his Father's house, you have to let him go. We have to let go a lot of things that we catch on to ourselves and hold on to ourselves. Letting go of what is safe and familiar and moving to a bigger place. That is what God asks us to do, to get out of our comfort zones. Many times we like our church, we like our families, we are kind of surrounded by the familiar ones around us. The familiarity makes us very comfortable. But God's Spirit nudges us to get out of that comfort zone, to go to the people who are in need, and to find those who are looking for a place of comfort and peace. We need to get out of our circles and comfort zones and go to the people who are in need. We live in our own homes at this time. Sometimes we are stuck in our homes of anger, prejudice, and fear and doubts, and grief and sorrow. Homes that we have built ourselves, that God wants us to get out of those things and see the bigger Jesus who can give you peace and joy and the blessings of heaven that's waiting for us. So every one of us could name the different homes that we live in our situations that are binding us and closing us in. But we need to get out and open our doors so that we can see the world outside. Jesus says that there is not only another home that God invites us to be with, but also he guides us and takes us there. He said it is the Father's home in which we can know ourselves and each other to be his beloved children. So leaving home does not necessarily mean that we leave our physical and geographical situations and homes, but reprioritizing is our values and beliefs and relationships, and knowing that our life is not just ourselves. It is bigger than our life. So it is about caring for other people also. It is also means letting go of an identity that is limiting to our surroundings and comfort zones. Our jobs and our community and reputation and ethnic group and political party, and trusting that we are children of God, we need to get out of all of that baggage and see others as God's people and love them as God's people. It means that we need to stop relating to one another by comparisons and judgment and begin our relationship through love and care and compassion. That is what God wants us to do. In this situation, it is not about a missing Jesus. It is about a growing Jesus, teaching us the need to grow with Jesus in our faith, in our love, in our care and compassion that we need to show others. So like Mary and Joseph, we cannot or do not want to see that our Jesus is growing up as we grow up. Our Jesus is growing beyond our childhood, beyond our children's childhood. Our Jesus is growing beyond our expectations. And that is what God wants us to do. God has a plan for you and me if we are willing to take up that step of growing with him. Get out of our comfort zones and be with Jesus wherever he is. So as we go from this place, let us be reminded of the good news is that about, like Mary and Joseph, our search of Jesus should be an ending. It should have ended. Jesus shows because he is always in God's temple. And don't look at me, look for him anywhere else other than in Father's temple, Father's house. So many times we look for Jesus in the wrong places. Let us look for him in the right places and the right perspective. May the good Lord bless us with these words as we go from this place so that we can get out of our comfort zones and be a blessing to others in this world as we live out our lives. May the good Lord bless us with these words. Amen.
Amen.
The closing hymn is God Will Take Care of You. It is 130 in the blue hymnal. If you are able, please stand for the singing of the last hymn. 130. Please stand if you are able.
Be not dismayed, for there'll be time. God will take care of you. Take care. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you through days of toil when heart doth fail. God will take care of you. When dangers fears your path assail, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. All you may need, He will provide. God will take care of you. Nothing you ask will be denied. God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. No matter what may be the test, God will take care of you. Lean weary one upon His breast, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you.
As people of God, when we leave this place, remember, God wants us to grow up along with, as Jesus grew up in His faith and His grace. Let us grow up in our faith, in our love and care for others. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.